Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, can Bernie Sanders become US president? The race to become the Democratic nominee for President of the United States is all but over. Hillary Clinton has it all wrapped up.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
If you want to put a bet on her being the nominee, the best you can get is 12 to 1 on. In other words, if you bet £12, you'll get just an extra one back. It's done.
You know, I am so, so thrilled and so grateful to all of my supporters out there. Some may have doubted us, but we never doubted each other.
Except, of course, technically, it's not. She has 1,266 delegates to Bernie Sanders' 1,038. The winning line is 2,026. There are still 22 states that haven't had their say. Sanders has won 5 of the last 6 states. This is not a campaign that has run out of steam.
And we have, with your support coming here, we have a path toward victory.
Sanders wasn't supposed to get this far. The Democrats have tried Northeast Liberals in the past, John Kerry, Michael Dukakis, and they've flopped. This Northeast Liberal is actually a socialist, even further to the left. It shouldn't be possible. And when we say socialist, we actually mean socialist. This isn't the label Republicans give to anyone slightly to the left of Genghis Khan. Sanders is actually a socialist. It's worth labouring that point because, according to American political law, a socialist should be unelectable.
My opponent, Secretary Clinton, has basically raised an issue in recent days. And what she has said is, well, you know, you may like Bernie Sanders or not, but he's not electable. You got to vote for Hillary Clinton if you want to prevent a Republican from getting the White House.
One of Clinton's strongest arguments in her favour should be her electability. Fine, have your dalliance with Sanders if you wish, but I'm the only one that can beat the Republicans. But take a look at the general election head-to-head polls. Clinton has a whopping great lead against Donald Trump, 11 points according to the most recent average. As for the socialist, well, this is where it gets interesting. Sanders' lead over Trump is even greater. The average lead from the 5 most recent polls puts him 17 points in front. That's the sort of lead which most people would call a landslide.
Different polls have different results. But generally speaking, against the leading Republicans, more often than not, we do better than Hillary Clinton does. So if you want to make sure we don't have some right-wing extremist in the White House, you're looking at the candidate who could do that.
Sanders' sudden electability has undoubtedly been helped by the car crash that is the Republican race. If a strong centre-right candidate had emerged, the picture could have been different. But Sanders has obviously tapped into something. His denunciation of big money, from the power of Wall Street to the corruption of politics, has resonated. So too have his populist policies on the economy. Clinton has been forced left, forced to proclaim herself a progressive.
But I know a lot of really hard-fighting progressives in the Democratic Party who have stood up time and time again against special interests, against the powerful, on behalf of those who are left behind and left out. And that's what we ought to be celebrating. Let's talk about what we would do as president and commander-in-chief to make sure the progress continues into the future.
The odds are still massively in her favor for a reason, though. As well as the normal delegates voted for at primaries, Clinton also has hundreds of so-called superdelegates, Democratic grandees who have an outsized, some would say undemocratic, say. This, plus the narrow lead of normal delegates, should, barring disasters, push her over the line.
And one of the things we should do is not only talk the talk, but walk the walk. I am very proud to be the only candidate up here who does not have a super PAC, who is not raising huge sums of money from Wall Street or special interest.
So will Sanders become the candidate? Probably not. But if he did, would he win the White House? Yes, yes, he undoubtedly would. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.